Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
All right, it may be mid-April, but I don't see mid-April on the weather maps here this morning, except maybe in the western United States. You're listening to Weather Insider Podcast for April 16th. It's Friday. We're at episode 555. I'm meteorologist Bernie Reno. All right, upper level low continuing to cause problems on off the coast of New England. That's producing snow, not only in the mountains. We're getting snow west of Boston. I've seen a few inches in Boylston, you know, along and west of 95, snowing in the mountains. Well, that upper low is going to be peeling east as we go through today. And by tomorrow, Saturday, it'll slowly press to the east. Now, unfortunately, there's going to be lots of lingering clouds behind this upper low, at least on Saturday. So the closer you get, let's say from Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, I would just plan on a cloudy Saturday. Now, once you get toward eastern New York, it's certainly going to be cloudy in the morning in the New Jersey, central parts of New York State and Pennsylvania. But I think as we go through the afternoon, the skies brighten and there will be some sunshine, but it remains relatively cool. But even behind this upper low on Sunday, the jet stream stays pretty far south with the core of the jet stream, even in the Monday across Virginia. What does that mean? It's going to be cool. Now, if the sun comes out this time of year, you'll get temperatures near normal. I don't think it's cold, but temperatures no better than normal, if not a little below. But the beautiful weather we had in the east last week is long gone, and I don't see any return to that kind of warmth as we move into early next week. It may warm up in the east Tuesday, Wednesday, out ahead of our next trough. That's going to bring some rain, maybe some wet snow Wednesday. Yeah. Across New York State, Pennsylvania, perhaps, and then the return to more chill as we get into Thursday, Friday. All right, the other big story, Central Gulf Coast. We're going to continue to get the rain. The good news is as we go through our Thursday, our Friday for the rescue efforts off the southern coast of Louisiana with that the ship that capsized on Tuesday, most of the rain stays to the north. Now, wet weather, though, north of there, along and north of I-10 across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and into Florida Panhandle as we go through our Friday night. Then the frontal boundary that's been stalled along the Central Gulf Coast states will move south as our wave moves off the Carolina coast Saturday night. And then that front's going to stall across Central Florida. And then the wet weather that we've been seeing along the Central Gulf Coast states, we're going to see that in the Central Florida, Tampa, Orlando, up toward Jacksonville next week, and we could be looking at some heavy rain and flooding there as we see rounds of storms. All right, on this programming note, check out some of our friends, a meteorologist at ABC-owned television stations across the country on Our America, Climate of Hope, presented by ABC Localish Studios in partnership with National Geographic. It starts streaming this Saturday, April 17th on Hulu. Some of the meteorologists that you'll be able to see, Lee Goldberg and Sam Champion from ABC7 at WABC-TV in New York City. Also, my good friend, well, I love Sam and also Lee, but my good friend, Cecily Tynan, chief meteorologist at WPVI-TV in Philadelphia, and also Travis Herzog. He's come on the AccuWeather Insider podcast in the past to talk about hurricanes. Of course, Travis, the chief meteorologist at ABC 13, KTRK-TV in Houston. Also, make sure you download the AccuWeather app. We'll keep you ahead of the storms as we head toward the weekend. Stay with us.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.